This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hey, it's Ginny and Zebu. I've got a joke for you.
Go, go, go. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Interrupting sheep.
Interrupting sheep.
Tune into one of our podcasts, Uninterrupted.
We think our next guest may not reside in the state of Georgia.
In fact, she may have some downtime at a night on Bald Mountain.
If the chemistry is right, she may not tell you a kiss is not a kiss.
Lock up, Sarah, because we're preparing the smoke and mirrors.
She's about to turn our world upside down. Please welcome Jessica Clark to her society.
Oh, that was really good. You guys made me sound all mysterious.
Yay! I'm glad you approved.
Did it live up to your expectations?
I totally approved. Yeah. that surpassed my expectations. I'm totally going to steal it. I'll credit you.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Now, Jessica, thank you very much for your time tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. Now, you've been modelling, you've been acting in series. How do you juggle the busy life that you've got so far?
How do I juggle the busy life? I don't know, randomly and with a lot of help and support and patience from the people around me, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm very lucky. I love what I do. I love to work. I love to be creative. And I just kind of do it. I mean, I started out in the modeling industry when I was really, really young. And I've kind of never had a quote-unquote proper job. And long may that continue. I guess I just really try and go with the flow and work as hard as I can in the moment and then enjoy the downtime and just try and keep as much balance as possible.
And you're also running a business with your fiance? She's still your fiance?
She's my wife now.
Oh,
my
wife. Congratulations! When did you tie the knot?
I love the applause track.
It's always on. No, there's a crowd outside clapping for you. It's not a track.
No, it's great. I like to make people very much more important than I am. we were married in February 2010.
Oh,
so, like yeah.
And where did you guys get married?
We got married in Mexico, in a little island off the coast of Mexico. And we had sort of a beach and fireworks and bonfire and all that kind of thing. It was very, very beautiful.
Wow.
And then we got, because in the states, that some states allow and some don't, so we got legally married in Connecticut. We kind of had a little ceremony there, but our big celebration was in Mexico, and it was beautiful.
Oh, just if I remember correctly, is there only two states in America so far, New York and Connecticut, that allow or legalize gay marriage?
And Vermont, and then a couple of other states legalized it, and then the rulings were reversed, one of them being LA, California rather, which is where I am right now. So, and then the other one, I believe, is Iowa or Ohio. I'm terrible. See, I'm not American. I was confused with you. Sorry, America. But yes, currently, so far as I am aware, it's Vermont, Connecticut, and New York. So yay for the East Coast.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. One step closer, I guess.
I know. Every bit counts, right? You just got to keep moving it forward.
I'd like to know a bit more about you and Lacey. Who proposed to who?
I proposed to her.
Aww.
And then I know.
You know what? The crowd just want more of you, Jess. I can't shut them up. I really can't.
But then she decided that every woman needed to be proposed to, so she proposed back to me later, which was so, I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
You guys are killing me.
I'm going to go into some cliched questions here. I hope you don't mind. Well, what's your coming out story like?
Always knew that I liked girls. I mean, when I was much younger, I dated boys as well, but I sort of announced to my mom that I was going to be a lesbian when I was like 10 or 11, I think. And she was just kind of like, okay, honey, whatever you think, you know. And so that was never, that, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up in the city of London and in a pretty liberal household. Not that it was nothing, but I definitely have a fairly feisty personality. I was lucky enough never to think of it as being that big of a deal, and fortunate enough that most of the important people in my personal life reacted in the same way. So in that sense, I didn't have a huge coming out story, but professionally, I definitely came out. That was more of a deliberate thing because everybody in my agents and everybody I work with, they would know, but it wasn't a dated thing in interviews or anything like that. And then that actually happened because, as it turned out, Usher, you know, the R&B singer, he made some comment, which is a silly comment. I like to think of it as silly versus particularly prejudiced, whatever, but he made an ill-informed comment about why women were gay.
I actually know that comment.
You know the comment, right?
Yeah, so it's...
Some Uber a perceptive supporter or fan of mine, follower of mine, kind of connected the dots that I starred in one of his videos. And so then that hit kind of the internet and the irony of all of that. It was, I'm certainly not going to deny my sexuality. It was never a secret. I wasn't necessarily intending for it to become a thing, but I really, it's only for me personally, I'm very lucky to do what I do and lucky to have some success in what I do. But none of that is worthwhile if that means that I have to live in secret or pretend to be someone that I'm not. For me, success is multi-layered, and I can only really feel successful if I get to really live the life that I want and love who I want and be married to who I want. And so far, it's fine. And it's hard to tell whether there's backlash or not. Even if there was, I have received so much support from the gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender communities in all different countries and throughout the industry, and feel really, really lucky. Even if doors did close, other doors opened. So I really kind of just try to live, make that my life philosophy, in that be as true as I can to myself. Touch wood, so far it seems to be fine.
That's
and
great.
I think more and more people in the fashion and the entertainment industries, more and more people are coming out and continuing to have extremely successful careers. I'm kind of fortunate to be following in their footsteps.
Are you still doing much modelling these days, or just focusing on the business that you and your wife have?
I model sometimes for like a really great assignment comes up, or I did something for Vogue earlier this year, and there's really beautiful things or profitable things, then obviously I'm very, very fortunate to be able to continue doing that. And my management is all, you know, everybody is really, really great and really supportive of me evolving into acting, and it's kind of where my passion has always been. So I'm lucky and kind of balance it most of the time, although sometimes I'm pulling my hair out trying to figure out how I'm going to fly here and get back there and get on the set for that. But that's a really great problem to have.
Jess, what's your background? I know you've got British and Indian in you, but there's been discrepancies on a few websites that I've read, and one says you've got part Iranian, the other one says you've got Nigerian. Which is the truth?
Nigerian is the truth.
Right.
Nigerian. Yeah, I mean, I think extremely multicultural. I have one grandparent from England, one from Ireland, one from Nigeria, and one from India. And they somehow all ended up in London. And they had, my parents were both born in London, and then they somehow met each other, and that's how I came along. So I'm like second generation British, but very multicultural. And it's actually been, I mean, on a personal level, I love my mixture, my multi-ethnicity, because I just feel I have such rich cultures and heritage to draw from. But it's actually been really cool and helpful in my career as well, because I could be a number of different things. I like Iranian, people are never quite sure, depending on how I'm my hair and makeup and what accent I choose to use. So it really opens up a variety of roles and different things that I can play or be photographed as. But everybody, it's one of those, everybody always asks me where I'm from. It's one of the first questions, just because it's really hard to place my face.
Yeah.
So I get spoken to in a lot of different languages.
Wow.
The most common of them seems to be Portuguese, I guess because a lot of models are Brazilian.
Yeah.
So that seems to be the most common. Then Arabic I get spoken to. People tend to think I'm like North African or Arabic or Brazilian or Indian. Never British.
Can you speak any foreign languages?
I can speak very, very bad influenced Spanish that improves after a couple of cocktails. That's about it.
Jessie, actually, when I first saw your photo, when your manager sent it through to me, I actually thought you were Indian or you were a Bollywood star. So thank you for clarifying that nationality hiccup for us.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I think the Indian women and Bollywood, I mean, they are incredibly beautiful. I take that as a huge compliment. And I personally think that I look very Indian. That's kind of how I perceive myself, but it's all in the eye of the beholder. You know, I get into like a cab in New York and they always think I'm from the country that they're from, so we get on great. It just helps me connect to like a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, because I like sharing about their home countries and things like that, and it's pretty cool.
And it's great too, because if you go to a foreign country, they're not going to pick you for a tourist, so they won't charge you double the price that they're supposed to.
No, and you know what? In fact, when I've been in like Tunisia and Morocco and things like that, they actually try and get me away from my friends because they're so convinced that I know exactly what's happening and I can understand everything.
You're an insider.
And of course, I have no clue, but I pretend that I do. I try and be useful.
Jessica, you're starring in a series called Chemistry at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about that series? Because unfortunately in Australia, we don't actually get that show, which we're very devastated about. We are. Here, no one's cheering out there because they're all sad.
Aww, you're such flatterers. I love it. Keep going. Chemistry is a show which is about these two people that are, you know, come from very different roles in life, societal roles or whatever, and they meet and it's one of those intense chemical reactions and they can't stay away from each other. So that's the premise of the story. And the role that I play is, she's called Chantal, and she's a trophy wife. She's trophy wife number 8 of the lead Playboy father. So it's very fun because I get to kind of like wear really big jewelry and like wander around a yacht and, you know, be seemingly not that smart, but of course much smarter than she lets on, because who gets to be trophy wife number 8 if she doesn't have some brains? So it's really, really fun. It's kind of a little bit of a racy show. There's kind of definitely some sexy scenes going on, and it's sort of a dramedy. It's like very, very funny, and it deals with some serious issues too. It was really, we had a great time shooting it, and we're waiting to see if we get a second season. But yeah, people seem to be really enjoying it.
Well, we might have to approach our TV networks here and trying to get that show, because everyone out there is really, really devastated that we're not getting it. They're actually all going like this.
You guys are great.
Jessica Clark, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on our show.
Oh, you guys are so great. Thank you so much. And yeah, let me know when you're going to be here in LA. Are you coming for the diner?
Of
yeah,
course.
Of course we are.
Yeah. I see how it is. All right.
There's actually some knitting festival that's we're coming up for.
Tea festival.
That's it. Yep. Because Ginny Sri
knitting festival, right?
Yeah. Well, because Ginny Sri Lankan, and I'm a grandma, so
we're trying to really reveal that heritage and pay tribute to it over there. We just feel it's right, Jessica.
Yep.
Absolutely, and I can feel the sincerity in what you're saying. So much. It was so nice to meet you guys, and thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you too.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.